Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, you know to go get your Bibles. And I'll invite you at this time to turn to Luke chapter 15. And what we're going to do is complete the study of the parable of the prodigal son. And we pretty much discussed the story of the prodigal. Now we're going to study that part of the parable that has to do with the elder son who remained home. And he was not happy with the treatment he saw the younger son receiving, and that he had been faithful to his father all this time, and yet the younger son who had wasted his substance was being honored. Well, let's see what we can learn about this. Turn to Luke chapter 15. And while you're turning, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we are going to complete a Sunday school lesson today that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday of January 21st, 1923. And it has mostly to do now with this elder son and who he represents. You see, this prodigal, when he had come home, the father had killed the fatted calf as a way of showing him a welcome. We read about a practice such as this way back in Genesis 18, 6 through 8, where Abraham, for the friends that had showed up at his door, or the men that had shown up at his door, to how he treated them by killing the fatted calf. And so it was just a common way of making that kind of a celebration. This feast of merriment and gladness was something for the whole family to enjoy and to assemble with joy. For this my son was dead and is alive, the father said. He was lost and is found. And they did begin to make merry. And so a sinner dead in his trespasses and sins, Colossians 2 and verse 13, dead to his best interest and the good he may do, separated from God and the heavenly family. This glad, happy feast of welcome represents the joy in heaven over a sinner who repents. But this carnal feast does not represent feasting and dancing in heaven or justify the modern dance or instrumental music in the worship. That shows how some will just wrest the scriptures to their own destruction to try to think such a thing. It is foolish to argue so. Well, may the saints on earth be glad and rejoice over their loved ones and all others who repent. We must study the rest of this parable. The elder son was angry and would not go in. The scribes and Pharisees were angry because Jesus received the outcast and would not eat with the publican, and they would not eat with the publicans and sinners as Jesus did. So the very highly respectable self-righteous in the church do not like to see the despised and outcast coming home to God. They do not like to associate with such. The elder claims not to have transgressed. So did the scribes and the Pharisees. The father pleads with him, entreats him, and shows that his brother has returned, and it is suitable to rejoice, unless he can lay aside his envy and welcome the prodigal. He would become the lost one. So with such who claim to be the children of God now, let all rejoice and be glad over the lost when he is found. Now that ends the Sunday school lesson for January 21st, 1923. And as I turn the page, I see that the next Sunday of that year was of January 28th. And this lesson is the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Now, I did not call it the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, but the story of the rich man and Lazarus, and it is found in Luke chapter 16. But to bridge the gap between the parable of the prodigal son and the story about the rich man and Lazarus, let me read to you Luke chapter 16 from the American Standard Version. And so beginning in Luke chapter 16 in verse 1. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he was wasting his goods. And he called him and said unto him, what is this that I hear of thee? Render the account of thy stewardship, for thou canst be no longer steward. And the steward said within himself, what shall I do, seeing that my Lord taketh away the stewardship from me? I have not strength to dig. To beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. And calling to him each one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bond and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bond and write 80. And his Lord commended the unrighteous steward because he had done wisely. For the sons of this world are for their own generation wiser than the sons of the light. And I say unto you, make yourselves friends by means of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when it shall fail, they may receive you into the eternal tabernacles. He that is faithful in very little is faithful also in much. And he that is unrighteous in very little is unrighteous also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another, who will give unto you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold of the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Luke chapter 16 and verse 14. And the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they scoffed at him. And he said unto them, yea, are they that justify yourselves in the sight of men? But God knoweth your hearts. For that which is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. From this time the gospel of the kingdom of God is preached, and every man entereth violently into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to fail. Luke chapter 16 and verse 18. Everyone that putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. And he that marrieth one that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. Luke chapter 16 and verse 19. Now there was a certain rich man, and he was clothed in purple and fine linen, faring sumptuously every day. And a certain beggar named Lazarus was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Yea, even the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and that he was carried away by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died, and was buried. And in Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now here he is comforted, and thou art in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed that they would pass from hence to you may not be able, and that none may cross over from thence to us. And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come to this place of torment. And Abraham saith, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one go to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one were to rise from the dead. Now the golden text for this Sunday school lesson on the rich man and Lazarus is found in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this present world that they be not high-minded, nor have their hope set on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. The devotional reading is the 37th Psalm. It is a Psalm of David, beginning in Psalm 37 and verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against them that work unrighteousness, for they shall soon be cut down like grass, and wither is the green herb. Trust in Jehovah, and do good. Dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness. Delight thyself also in Jehovah, and he will give thee the desire of thine heart. Commit thy way unto Jehovah. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. And he will make thy righteousness to go forth as the light, and thy justice as the noonday. Psalm 37 and verse 7. Rest in Jehovah, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself. It tendeth only to evil doing. For evildoers shall be cut off, and those that wait for Jehovah, they shall inherit the land for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and he shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the land, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth on him with his teeth. The Lord will laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay such as are upright of heart in the way. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Psalm 37 and verse 16. Better is a little that the righteous hath than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but Jehovah upholdeth the righteous. Jehovah knoweth the days of the perfect, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be put to shame in the time of evil, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of Jehovah shall be is the fat of the lambs. They shall consume in smoke. They shall consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous dealeth graciously and giveth. For such as are blessed of him shall inherit the land, and they that are cursed of him shall be cut off. If a man's going are established to Jehovah, and he delighteth in his way, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for Jehovah upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet I have not foreseen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. All the day long he dealeth graciously and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. We'll complete this reading in our next class.